from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think?
I think they should be taking calls on Tyler Huntley and Jameis Winston. I'm not saying they should trade them, okay, but I understand why they would do that. Now, they only have a couple hours left to make a trade, though, right?
Yep.
So, I understand. Didn't we just go through this last year where they made Dorian Thompson-Robinson the backup, and then all of a sudden by the Ravens game, they're like, oh, what did we just do? Ouch. Even though he was fantastic in the preseason last year, and he looked good again this year in the preseason. So, I'm not trading Jameis Winston. We learned a lot last year about having to go through five quarterbacks. So that's one thing. And then I just stick it out. And Jameis Winston, what do they want for Jameis Winston? What do they want? Maybe they're just saying, knock my socks off and maybe you can have Jameis Winston, right? Someone calls and offers him a first.
They're not getting a first.
Someone says he wants a second rounder for Jameis Winston.
They're not getting a second.
I don't think so either.
Could you get a third and then end up cutting him because his name is Anthony Schwartz or Siaki Ika?
Say that again?
In other words, they haven't had a whole lot of success with third-round draft choices.
Oh, okay. No, I got it. Sorry, it took me a second. It went right over my head. You want to take a third-round pick for Jameis Winston? Maybe. Would you?
I don't think you'd get a third-rounder for him.
To replace him? Okay. And do you think Dorian Thompson-Robinson is ready to be the back?
Let me throw this thought at you. Is there any team in the NFL, and I'm taking a quick look, that you think Jameis would be a starting quarterback for? A starting quarterback. Real quick, I'll go through divisions.
Yeah, go ahead. Hang on.
In the AFC East, Josh Allen, Tua, Aaron Rodgers, Drake May, or Jacoby. It's not happening there.
No.
In our division, could he start ahead of Russell Wilson or Justin Fields? I think probably not because the Steelers have two guys there. AFC South, there's nobody. They're going to start Will Levis in Tennessee, and it's Stroud, Anthony Richardson, Trevor Lawrence. That's not happening. AFC West, could he start for his former coach in New Orleans, Sean Payton, while they get Bo Nix ready to go?
Maybe. Maybe.
That's one of the few opportunities. There's one other. Could the Raiders possibly like him more than Gardner Minshew?
Sure.
Who has been named the starter ahead of Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah, they could like that. I could see that happening.
Do you think that could be?
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about somebody you've got to put yourself in a position where you have a older quarterback where you think that it's an upgrade to bring in Jameis Winston. But you've already had a chance to go out and get him before. Why didn't you do it before?
Yeah. Denver to me, Bo Nix is obviously their heir apparent to whatever they're going to do there. He's going to be the guy. So Jameis will just be a stopgap. The Raiders, maybe there's a possibility there. NFC East, could the Giants like him more than Daniel Jones?
No.
Dano? Maybe, huh?
I haven't invested a whole lot in Daniel Jones, but as somebody who just sits and watches football, I would take him over Daniel Jones.
Okay.
Would they, though, with the Giants?
I don't know. They owe Daniel Jones a lot of money this year and this year only.
Yeah.
This year only. I think it's $40 million for this coming season, and then they can get out from under it. Nobody else in that division, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels. NFC North, would the Vikings like him more than Sam Darnold? I don't know about that, and I say that only because they've got J.J. McCarthy sitting there for next year. So I don't know that they'd make a move to bring in Jameis, who they might consider a lot like Sam Darnold. NFC South, he's not going to go back to New Orleans.
No.
I wouldn't think. And he's not going back to Tampa. Baker's there. In the NFC West, could the Seahawks like him more than Geno Smith?
They like Geno Smith way too much.
I know.
I don't think they would either. And they brought in Sam Howell to challenge Geno. So maybe two teams in the league might be interested in Jameis as a starting quarterback. The Giants and the Raiders. Maybe Denver short term. But I could see him going to Denver as a backup to Bo Nix.
It's funny that you would put Denver in there, but you wouldn't put Minnesota in there.
I wouldn't.
I'd rather have Jameis over Sam Darnold if I'm trying to win this year.
But I don't know that they are. And if you have Sam Darnold, and I know Jameis has a better track record, but Darnold has maybe some untapped potential that they think that they can bust loose in Minnesota. And if they don't, so what? Because you have J.J. McCarthy next year. I could see Jameis as a backup in Denver because their backups right now are Jarrett Stidham and Zach Wilson. And if you're Sean Payton and you want Bo Nix to come along and you thought Jameis was a good teammate in New Orleans even though you didn't play him, at least you played him for a little while, maybe they would like him as a backup quarterback.
What if you're New England and you're not happy with Jacoby Brissett and you just... And
how could you not be happy with Jacoby?
Well, what if you think Drake May's not ready?
Okay, but then you just play Jacoby.
I'll give you another fun one.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Easton Stick backing up a guy with plantar fasciitis?
It's funny you say that because I was just going to teams where I think he could be a backup and the Chargers are on that list. Another team that's on that list?
Not to mention Jim Harbaugh plus Jameis Winston. That could be a good time.
Why are we trading him?
A lot of fun.
I mean, why are we trading him somewhere else to be a backup unless someone's going to give us an outrageous draft pick?
Well, and that might be the case.
I'm just an agent of chaos,
Andy. That's not happening. Yeah, you are.
I'm an agent of chaos on some of this.
Or maybe you trade player for player.
I did see you talking to your phone or to your shoe.
I have six places that could use a backup quarterback upgrade.
You weren't supposed to see that. Hey, look at this pen for a little bit.
You ready?
Oh, cool.
Six places that could use a backup quarterback upgrade. You ready?
Yeah, go.
Miami has Skylar Thompson backing up Tua right now. Jameis is better. You'd rather have Jameis there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but why? Why are we giving up our backup so we can help out somebody else be a backup?
Because
unless they're
giving me. You're so convinced that DTR is ready to go, and if not, you have Tyler Huntley. That's
what are
why.
You giving me? You bet. I want.
I don't know. Maybe it's a player for player trade. Maybe you get a good wide receiver. Add him to that mix. Maybe you get a good offensive lineman.
I want a fourth rounder or better right now. Okay. I just went through a season last year where my fan base is ready to bring Joe Flacco back before the season even starts. I went through five quarterbacks last year.
I got another one.
I can be confident in Jameis Winston staying here as the backup quarterback. Unless you're giving me a first, second, third, or fourth rounder, this is not happening.
Maybe. Hang on. Other teams that could use a backup upgrade. Baltimore has Josh Johnson.
I'm not trading to Baltimore.
Neither am I. The LAC, usually the Los Angeles Clippers, but the Los Angeles Chargers now have the well-traveled Josh Johnson backing up Lamar.
He's a good singer, too.
Josh Johnson in Baltimore. Easton Stick with the Chargers. Clearly, that'd be an upgrade. And Justin Herbert is having some plantar fasciitis stuff. If you're Philadelphia and you think you're going to the Super Bowl, you okay with Kenny Pickett? I think Jameis would be a huge upgrade for them behind Jalen Hurts.
What are you giving me? You better give me top four because I'm not moving him.
I'm just telling you opportunities
I hear
there.
What you're saying.
I'm not telling you what I'm going to give you. I'm just giving you teams that might be in the market.
Hang on. Call me. Who is this?
If you're Chicago.
Oh, I see. You're trying to.
If you're Chicago and you just brought in number one overall pick Caleb Williams and your backup is Tyson Bagent, who did a really nice job last year filling in, but he's a second-year guy, D2 player, did a really nice job. You want him in Caleb Williams' ear, or do you want a great teammate like Jameis Winston in his ear? Hey, I was the number one overall pick. I know what you're going through. I am the biggest cheerleader you're going to have.
Please tell me you have something. You have breaking news.
I've got the more fun one.
Okay,
in Arizona, you could put him behind Kyler Murray.
No, see, these aren't fun.
Clayton Tune and Desmond Ridder are there
These aren't fun. How do you, Jeff, you play a boatload of fantasy football. What do you always do in a fantasy football trade? The guy who's irrational. You target the guy who you know you're smarter than and that you could dominate in any kind of a trade.
That's not what I do in my leagues, Dan. I have nothing but the utmost of respect for the competitors that I have in my two fantasy football
leagues.
That
is totally not what you were telling us in the break. You said you had a bunch of
Jeff
dopes.
In Cleveland, I pull for you every week over Jeff.
Crushing you. Like he says, oh, I love this league because I can always win because I'm in with a bunch of
I
dopes.
I never say that, fellas.
If you're the Browns, look, sure. I think they should keep Jameis Winston, okay? I think we all learned a very, very valuable lesson last year.
Mm-hmm. I do, too.
But if you want something irrational.
I want irrational.
I'm calling the Carolina Panthers, and I'm talking to David Tepper, and I'm going, all right, you've got Bryce Young. You're all in on the kid.
You have
you
Andy
hope
Dalton.
That he takes off.
You have Andy Dalton.
Would you rather have Jameis Winston or Andy Dalton?
I'd rather have...
Yes.
Andy Dalton.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, see, I think I would take Jameis.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you giving me? You guys are sitting here with this hypothetical.
We're looking for a landing spot.
Exactly what you just brought up. If there's any team that's going to make an offer to you that's going to be absurd, like one of those things where they're like, I'll give you a second, I'll give you a third, because it's David Tepper and he's just mad for winning, we'll put it that way, and does irrational things that make no sense whatsoever. And that's the guy I want to trade with.
If Bryce Young has a great relationship with Andy Dalton, I leave Dalton. If they don't have a great relationship, and I don't know why they wouldn't, Jameis could make sense. Jameis is supposedly a phenomenal teammate, folks.
They have all their picks.
Keep that in mind as the day progresses.
Find the irrational guy. That's who you want to talk to.
Wow.
I do every day. I look at the two of you, and there I am.
They have their first, the Rams second.
Funny, the feeling
third,
is mutual.
Fourth, their fifth.
Mike Petriello from MLB.com, StatCast, talking Guardians with a one-game lead next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.